This is Ask the Doctor, presented by Northside Hospital Cherokee.
I'm Dr. Jordan. I am part of Northside Cherokee Surgical Associates. I've been practicing surgery for 15 years. I went to school in Virginia. I was fortunate enough to get accepted to a joint BSMD program. So I got accepted to med school from high school. So I went to college just for 2 years and then went to Eastern Virginia Medical School in the southern part of Virginia for 4 years, and then came out and from there went to training up in Philly, and then from Philadelphia came down here to Southern Hospitality. I was really fortunate. One of the first practices I joined here was with a group of four older surgeons, and they were absolutely incredible, very charming, and just wonderful surgical experience. And my interest lied with minimally invasive surgery. And the surgery practice that I joined were actually one of the first surgeons in the country to do minimally invasive surgery. They did the first gallbladder. So the first laparoscopic gallbladder surgery done in the United States was in Marietta, Georgia. And that was the practice that I joined. And so the amount of knowledge, yes, you go through school and you go through training, but just life experience teaches you a lot. And I was fortunate enough to join a practice like that. And so that brought me down here to join that practice.
What is a gallstone?
A gallstone is actually, it's a stone that actually sits in the gallbladder. So if you back up a little bit on anatomy, the gallbladder is part of the GI tract. So you have your liver, and your liver actually makes liquid called bile, which is made out of multiple different liquids, but all together we just call it bile. And then it goes into the gallbladder. So the gallbladder actually has three functions. One is to store bile, two, concentrate it, and three, release the bile. And so what happens is that when the bile is in the gallbladder and it's getting concentrated, it actually makes gallstones. So that's what a gallstone is. Typically they're cholesterol-based, but they can sometimes be made out of other components too, but majority of the time they're cholesterol-based.
How common are gallstones?
They're very common. 10% of the population actually has gallstones. And because we do so many imaging studies now, you know, with ultrasounds and CAT scans and x-rays and all this stuff, we find a lot of patients have gallstones and they don't know. And so just because you have gallstones doesn't necessarily mean you need surgery. But when you're less than 50 years old, we recommend to definitely go see your doctor, see if you need to have your gallbladder out, because the concern is lifelong, you might develop a complication from having gallstones. Now, 10% of that 10% actually develop symptoms from having their gallstones. That's when they have the pain in their upper abdomen, particularly it's after eating fatty foods. Sometimes they can even turn yellow, get jaundice, or they get bouts of pancreatitis. So those are all indications that something might need to be done about their gallbladder or gallstones.
Are gallstones and gallbladder disease the same condition?
No. Gallstones is one type of gallbladder disease, but you can have other diseases of the gallbladder itself. You can have gallbladder dysfunction, you can have an infection of your gallbladder. There are lots of other diseases of the gallbladder.
How do I know if I have gallstone or gallbladder disease?
Typical pain related to gallstones is if you eat a fatty meal, like barbecue or a good burger, and then you'll develop about 30 minutes after pain in your upper abdomen. Sometimes it's associated with nausea. The thing is unfortunately, the GI tract is really hard because lots of different things make you nauseous or feel like you have indigestion. Maybe you ate too much food, so it's hard to figure out. But if you notice consistently after eating a fatty meal that you're getting this discomfort, it may be gallbladder related.
What are the symptoms of gallbladder disease?
Typically, it's pain in your upper abdomen. That pain can go to your back. A lot of patients get nauseous with it, sometimes vomiting. Some patients may even notice a change in the color of their urine or stool as well. Their stool will get gray colored. It actually takes the color out of it. And the urine gets really bright orange color.
Can I try something at home to get rid of my gallstones?
Unfortunately, no. There is a lot of things on the internet, such as like a apple cider vinegar, rinse, and things like that. Many of my patients have tried it, but have been unsuccessful. So no, unfortunately, there's not any way of really getting rid of it. But if they figure it out, they would become a billionaire, you know?
Do I need immediate surgery?
Sometimes. So it depends. Unfortunately, associated with gallstones, you can develop complications. So you can develop an infection of your gallbladder, infection of your pancreas, infection of the gallbladder biliary tree is what we call it. Those, yes, do require immediate surgical intervention. If you have what's called symptomatic cholelithiasis, fancy word for saying your gallstones are bothering you, then those don't need immediately surgery, but the pain is quite severe that patients do want them out as quickly as they can.
How is the surgery done?
The surgery is done laparoscopically, minimally invasively. So what that means is 4 small incisions on your belly. The surgery is outpatient, so it means you come in to the hospital, have the surgery done, and you go home the same day. The recovery time typically is 1 to 2 weeks, and patients do very well after the surgery.
What complications can happen with having gallstones?
The gallstones themselves, if you think about it, it's like a small stone, it's a marble, and it can get stuck within the pipes where it's going down. So along the way, there's various spots where it can get stuck. So it can get stuck in the neck of the gallbladder, cause cholecystitis, fancy word for saying gallbladder is infected. It can get stuck in the pipes, which leads to cholangitis, fancy word for infection of the biliary tree, or in front of the pancreas, which causes pancreatitis. Or you can develop what's called choledochlophthisis, fancy word for saying it's stuck and things are backing up, right? So those are potential complications. Those chance of those complications happening are low, meaning 1 to 2% per year, but you wait 10 years, now all of a sudden the chance is 10 to 20%. So when you weigh those risks of developing complications with having gallstones versus the surgical risks, which are very low, less than 1%, that's why we recommend go see your doctor, see if maybe you should get your gallbladder out so you can avoid these potential complications.
This has been Ask the Doctor, presented by Northside Hospital, Cherokee.